Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. A busy Monday today, Alan. Number one, President Donald Trump will be visiting upstate New York today, his first trip to the region since he took office last January. He will be at Fort Drum, home of the Army's 10th Mountain Division, to sign the John McCain 2019 National Defense Authorization Act into law. The commander-in-chief is coming at the request of Republican Representative Elise Stefanik, the House Armed Services Committee member who extended the visit in March. He'll also fly to Griffiths Air Force Base in Rome and head down to Utica to stump for Claudia Tenney, who is the Republican in that district facing Anthony Brindisi, the Democrat. A big visit for the president to upstate today, Alan.
That's right, David. There's a certain irony in all of this, if you think about it, because this is a president who really doesn't dare go into New York City, where the crowds would be all over him. This is a divided state in many ways, upstate, downstate. However, there are an awful lot of independent voters in the upstate region and an awful lot of blue voters. And we know that because in Stefanik's district, there's a long-standing congressman who appears on WAMC as a commentator now, Bill Owens. And he had been there for a couple of terms. So we certainly know that that district is winnable by a Democrat. So now in flies the president of the United States. Well, at one point, of course, that would be absolutely right. He would have been a very popular figure and would win overwhelmingly. But I'm not so sure that's true anymore, because I think that the guy has been discovered to have so many, with my apologies to the dermatologist, warts, that it may well turn out that this is the kiss of death. And it's anybody's guess whether this guy arriving is going to help her. And by that time, let's say in November, that she has to really, Stefanik, face the electorate, whether or not Trump will be in so much trouble that this really will not be helpful.
Let's stay in New York for a moment, Alan. Western New York, the Republican congressman there, Chris Collins, suspended his campaign for re-election. Of course, this is days after he's indicted for insider trading. We're looking at about 15 people who have thrown their names into the race on the Republican side, including Carl Paladino. You may remember him, who ran for governor in New York. And of course, all this surrounds Collins being an investor in this Australian company, getting word that a drug had failed and essentially insider trading by telling his son to get the money out.
That's right, David. Collins is a very interesting case study of what to do and what not to do. Now, down come these indictments. Who do they come from? The Democrats? No. They come from the hand-appointed successor to Preet Bharara, interviewed by none other than President Trump, who says no person is above the law. This was classic insider trading, says the accusation, because, of course, everybody's entitled to the presumption of innocence until we've proven guilty. He comes out. But you may remember, we all were told that day that he would be vigorously denying it and having a press conference. And at least an hour after he was supposed to come out, and CNN, everybody, he's supposed to be there at 6, but he wasn't, not by any means. So I would have liked to be the fly on the wall, knowing what that discussion was like. He comes out, he says, I'm running. And by the way, he might have won. I'm not so sure he wouldn't have. And he wouldn't have been the first congressman to run under indictment. But he then shocks everybody, telling everybody, well, he's not going to run. Now they have to figure out how to get him off the ballot. And that's not an easy thing in New York because, of course, all the self-serving politicians have created laws to preserve their incumbencies. And so he has to get out one way or the other. And there really aren't that many ways to get out. I'm sure they're going to figure something out, but he can't be elevated to a higher office. That would be ridiculous. And so it's going to be interesting to see the machinations of New York politics. Now, as far as Carl Paladino is concerned, I have a feeling the Democrats are down on their knees praying that Paladino will be the candidate, because, as you know, he has not exactly distinguished himself in popular politics, although he does have a lot of money. And among certain people, he does have some voters who are attuned to his kind of philosophy. In any case, this is a textbook case of what not to do after you're indicted.
We're 1 year out from Charlottesville, and thousands of counter-demonstrators greeted a small group of white nationalist protesters this weekend who left their rally site outside the White House. Shortly after arriving, quite a scene.
Well, David, as you know from the news reports, there are about 24 of these white nationalist-type figures, and they were roundly booed out of existence by all of the people who came to counter-demonstrate. I was fascinated, David, by the way in which the news media covered this. Of course, the news media were making as much out of it as they possibly could, saying, remember Charlottesville, and it was a terrible, terrible death of a woman there. And now they're out there with their cameras and their reporters and saying, this is where it's all going to be. And it turned out to be not with anything but a real fizzle.
Meantime, a CBS News poll, Alan, finds that 61% of Americans say that racial tensions have increased over the past year.
I wonder why that is. I mean, we have a president who basically has created this and who denies it, but of course is, in many people's minds, a racist and who has gone out of his way to exacerbate this tension. We see it all the time. We see it in his references. We see it in the way in which he conducts himself, trying to throw red meat to his base. It is not an attractive sight, but of course it's exacerbated racial tension in this country.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.
Thanks, David. Here we go for another exciting week.
Hooray, hooray. Another day.